Are you or a loved one in the midst of a cancer diagnosis or bouncing back from your battle? Welcome to Thrive Through Cancer, the podcast that offers hope and healing and shares personal experiences, self-care solutions, health tips, and the support of a community of people just like you. I'm Susan Johnson, a functional nutritional therapy practitioner whose own son was diagnosed with cancer right before his third birthday. My job was to keep people healthy, to help them fight disease. So when my own son was diagnosed with this scary illness, it was so humbling. But rather than becoming a victim, I began researching. I up-leveled my knowledge and my mindset, and I chose to serve others through our own cancer journey. This show is an opportunity to find and share strength through our struggles. You'll hear from health professionals, innovative thinkers, beautiful personalities, and those who have learned to live life to the fullest despite their diagnosis. We'll raise some questions, find some answers, shed a few tears, share more than a few laughs, and give each other the motivation to get through one more day every single day. So join me in this journey and let's learn to thrive through cancer together.
You guys are in for another treat today. I have my sweet friend, Bethany, who is the founder of Primally Pure, which is an incredible, clean, non-toxic, but like probably more effective than any other skincare line I've ever used. I think a lot of times when we say non-toxic, people assume, oh, well, it probably doesn't work as well. I even used to think that, but you guys just wait. Not only in this interview do we talk a little bit about our product, but more importantly, we're actually sharing a lot about the really dirty secrets of the skincare industry and why this is so important to understand while you're thriving through a cancer diagnosis. A little bit about Bethany. She lives in Southern California with her husband, who is a farmer, two daughters, and a sweet baby boy on the way. You'll get to hear a little bit about her story and how she got started with this now incredibly successful company called Primally Pure. She is passionate about all things clean living, faith, biohacking, and parenting. She loves sharing her knowledge that she's gained with others, as well as taking regular getaways with her family to reset and refresh, which we all should. You guys are going to love today's episode, and I cannot wait for you to jump in.
I am so excited to have my friend Bethany McDaniel here with me. Bethany is somebody that I was able to connect with years back. I think we connected through a health and wellness conference, if I remember originally. And then funny story, her and my sister became friends, and she happened to create a product line that I became obsessed with. I think I had their very first version of natural deodorant, and since then have never turned back. Because as I've learned, and what you'll learn in this interview today, what you use on your skin has just as much to do with your health as what you put in your body with food. And so I couldn't think of anybody better than Bethany to come on and just share with us some really helpful information around things to understand about the beauty and skincare industry. And of course, we'll talk about some of her products and some of the things that we're obsessed with today. So without further ado, Bethany, thank you so much for being on. I'm so excited to welcome you to this podcast.
Oh, thank you so much, Susan. It's been just such a joy to know you over the years. And I feel like you're one of kind of the go-to people that I look to for advice and tips and information. So it means a lot that you're having me on today. Thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. I know that that's an honor. It feels like an honor because you are very educated as well. And speaking of education, I want you to share with us a little bit about what started you on this path to deciding to create this incredibly successful business all around natural skincare. But what was that thing that triggered you stepping into this industry, thinking that you could create a product that would make a difference? So what was your journey getting there?
Yeah, it started really back in, I mean, if you want to trace it way back, I was selling like lip balms made of Crisco and food dye as a child to my neighbors. So I've always been interested in just like making things and selling things. That's always been just part of my personality, I guess. But the health aspect came much later on in junior high and high school when I started dealing with acne and totally went the conventional route because I was you know, a teenager, a child, and I didn't know any better. And so I was going to the dermatologist and I was using different prescription creams and even like round after round of antibiotics at one point, which I had no idea at the time, you know, the effect that was having on my gut, which was actually in the long run making my acne worse, which is so crazy. But, you know, that's kind of all I knew. And that's what I was doing. I was doing like everything I saw in a commercial, every product I saw, I bought it, I tried it. I felt like nothing was working. It was so frustrating. And it was leading to other issues in my skin, like sensitivity and redness and things like that. And I always felt like there had to be more to it. But every time I asked that question to my dermatologist or tried to seek out other types of information, I just would hit a dead end. Like my dermatologist told me, I vividly remember her saying, like, this is a genetic thing. There's nothing you can do about it. Like what you eat, it doesn't matter. Like it's just purely genetics. And so that's what I accepted as truth for a long time until I was in college. I worked at Trader Joe's at the time and I had a coworker recommend using jojoba oil on my skin. And as many of us with oily, acne-prone skin, I think used to think, you know, oil was like a no-no. You don't use oil on your skin if you already have oily skin. I was the girl like using the strongest, most harsh cleanser possible to try and strip my skin of oil, which I didn't realize was actually causing my skin to overproduce oil. You know, I used like the Clean and Clear pads. I don't know if anyone else remembers those, but the like oil blotting pads, and I would go through like three of those a day. And every time they'd be like completely transparent because I had so much oil and I was just making the problem worse. So I was really hesitant to try the jojoba oil, but I did. And felt like after a few days of using that in place of my normal moisturizer, felt like my skin was more balanced than it had ever been my entire life. So that was kind of the first light bulb, but I didn't really go anywhere. I didn't know where to go from there. And then when I met my husband, this was just out of college or my senior year of college, we met and then started dating the following year. Him and his family started an organic livestock farm called Primal Pastures here in Southern California. And that just opened my eyes to thinking about food in a completely different way. I changed my diet. I gave up a lot of the processed foods that I had been eating for my entire life. I started eating really just fruits, vegetables, eggs, pasture-raised meat, little bit of nuts and seeds. And when I did that, I noticed a huge shift, not only in my skin, but in my energy levels and my health overall. I was getting sick way less, felt like my immune system was way stronger. So once I made that shift, I kind of thought like, geez, I've been so wrong about food my entire life and what I've thought was healthy. Like, what else am I wrong about? And skincare products and personal care products was kind of the natural next place that I looked. And this was back in 2012. When I started digging into this stuff. So this was like fairly new back then. There weren't a whole lot of people talking about it. There weren't like lots of natural deodorants on the market like there are today. Deodorant was kind of the first product that I really dug into and realized like, oh my goodness, this is a problem. Like aluminum, parabens, I can't believe that this stuff is allowed in deodorant and that this is what everyone has been using and what I've been using for my whole life. And I started toying around with natural deodorants and learning how to make my own. I was using just coconut oil and baking soda in little jars at the time. And I would dip my finger in, wipe it on my armpits, like dip my finger in the coconut oil, wipe it on, dip it in my finger in the baking soda, wipe it on. And it worked great. And I was like talking to my husband, I was like, you need to start doing this. This works great. It's totally safe and natural. He's like, I'm not going to do like, that's weird. I'm not going to dip my finger into this stuff and rub it on. So I was like, okay, I've got to figure out how to make this in a stick form. So that was kind of my first big project. I had so many iterations of deodorant. Like there's been more trial and error with our deodorant than any other products that we sell for sure. It was like many years in the making before I launched Primally Pure. And during that time, I started looking at other products too, and like lotions and facial washes and facial serums and all kinds of stuff. But it was always just more of a hobby in the beginning. And it started picking up momentum when my friends and family who I was giving it to, just to give it to, you know, as testers for fun, wanted to like reorder it. And that kind of got me thinking, okay, I could actually do something with this. At the time I was working at the Special Olympics and my husband was a high school teacher. We had moved after we got married to Arizona, but I was doing all these products and the farm was kind of picking up steam. So we made the decision to quit our jobs, moved back to California, and we were just working on the farm. I was working on these products out of our little farmhouse kitchen. We were living with 9 of his family members at the time. It was like, that's another story. It was crazy. And eventually both, you know, the farm and Primally Pure kind of picked up momentum. And a few years in, I moved the business into its own office warehouse space. We quickly outgrew that space and moved into the space we're in now, where we have a holistic spa. We have about 40 people on our team now. We ship hundreds of thousands of packages all over the world every year. And it's been quite the journey. It's been a lot of fun, lots of ups and downs, but I'm really grateful for where we're at today.
I love that. There was a few things you said I did not know, like living with the 9 family members and the fact that I'm so thankful that you did move beyond the fingers in the coconut oil and then fingers in the baking soda at the time to turn it into a stick, because it's all about making things usable, right? So you said a couple of things that I want to bring up and just kind of make sure people are aware of. The first thing you said was how you realized that the antibiotics that you were taking for your skin were affecting your gut, which was then further affecting your skin. Will you just touch briefly on this? I think a lot of people, it's new information to think about their gut health actually affecting their skin. Will you just touch on that briefly?
Yeah. I mean, there's a huge connection between gut health and skin health, and, you know, our gut health is impacted by the things that we eat and the things that we don't eat. So when we're eating foods that help to really seal the gut and have a like healthy gut barrier in place, that is going to impact your skin in a really positive way and make it less prone to some of the inflammatory issues that having a leaky gut can cause, like eczema and acne. And, you know, depending on, genetics do play a part, of course, like we're all prone to different things, but what we are taking in will determine whether those things are triggered or not. And so, yeah, the antibiotic thing, I just think is so crazy because it's still such a common treatment for acne, is just to kill off all the bacteria. And I mean, it kills off the bad bacteria, but it also kills off the good bacteria that we need for our skin to thrive, for our immune systems to thrive, and all of that. So it's just such a weak, short-term, I don't even want to call it a solution, but it's just such a short-term thing that
it's a band-aid. More of a band-aid. Well, and one of the things that I remember learning going through nutrition school was that your skin is the first to show when you have a weakened gut or weakened liver. And it's the first to show, but that also means that you are in a state of compromise so deep that, not that it can't be corrected, absolutely can. And I'll share my story in a minute of actually using your products just this last year, but that when your skin is showing symptoms, whether it's eczema, rosacea, psoriasis, acne, that means that your gut and liver need to be addressed. And so, like you just said, when we're consuming poor food, but also when we're using crappy toxic skincare products, that's furthering the burden on our gut and on our liver, which is going to just be this vicious cycle. I do want to touch on that, like touch on some of those products. But before I do, the second thing that you mentioned was the oil and how we think that if you have too much oil, you need to get rid of it. And I did not. I've known you for a long time. I've used your dry shampoo, your deodorant, the baby balm, some of these products religiously. I hadn't yet tried the oil cleansing regimen. And so this was about August actually of last year. So almost a year ago, I texted Bethany in a total panic. I don't know if you remember this, but I had this crazy breakout on my skin and it wasn't acne. I went and got a facial. She said she thought it might be rosacea. And that does kind of run in my family. My mom's had it. And I thought, no way, I eat so well. I do so much. And so I texted Bethany a couple of videos and pictures. I'm like, what do I do? And so you had recommended, I want you to try the normal cleansing oil and then the CBD serum. So I did. I ordered it right away, started using it. I actually still need to post these before and after pictures. It was insane. Within about 4 days.
Crazy. I remember that.
Oh my gosh. It was just clear. It was totally clear. And I was blown away at the fact that I was using oil. Like I didn't expect the oil to solve this crazy rosacea issue that was happening. And also in full disclosure, at the same time I was using this, I did cut out, I did a little bit of an elimination. Like I thought about some of the foods that I was consuming that might be healthy, but also could be triggering a reaction if I needed to heal my gut and liver. And so I cut out eggs for a little bit, red wine. That was a bummer. I cut that out. I don't think there was anything else, but in combination with working on my diet and using these natural products that actually were oil-based, my skin totally cleared up. And so it was such a fun thing for me to experience and then also be able to share with others too, just about why you should be using natural products, but also oil cleansing is phenomenal.
It's great. Yeah. I recommend it to everybody and it feels so good. It's such a relaxing way to end the day. Feels like a mini spa treatment.
That's what I feel like.
I totally remember those photos and it was pretty remarkable.
Yeah. The before and after. So I will have to, in fact, in the show notes, I'll put some images below so you guys can see that as well. But I want you to share, because we've talked a little bit about, you know, how there's toxic products that people are using on their skin and on for their beauty routine. So I want you to share some of the dirty secrets in the beauty and skincare industry, some of the things that people might not be aware of, and just to bring light to.
Yeah, there's a lot. I think that kind of the main theme with all of them is that there is so little testing of the ingredients in so many of the products that we are using, that most people are using every single day. And not only is the testing very limited, but I think another thing that doesn't get talked about a lot is that the testing of these chemicals used in combination with each other is, I don't think, tested at all. So not only are these ingredients untested, but the testing of them in combination with one another and how they react with one another is virtually non-existent, which is pretty crazy when you think about the fact that women on average apply 168 unique chemicals to their body every single day. I think that was a study done by the Environmental Working Group several years ago now. And I'm sure that number has increased in more recent years. So it's really just this big experiment that we're all a part of. And, you know, probably thinking that whatever we're seeing at the store has been tested for safety, when that just isn't the reality. And one example of that is fragrance, which you'll see it on almost any label that you'll turn around in the store these days. And it seems like it's just one ingredient because it's just that one word, fragrance, but really that's a blanket term for up to thousands of different ingredients that companies don't have to disclose to the public because it's protected by the FDA as a trade secret underneath that term. So companies are sliding in ingredients that aren't even necessarily part of the fragrance component of the product, but they just know that's a way to get that ingredient in there where they'll never have to disclose what it is. So fragrance is a really important one to always avoid in any product and instead look for products that are either unscented, although don't just trust the term unscented because there can still be like unscented fragrances. So actually read the label, make sure there's nothing on the label. It'll actually say like perfume or fragrance or something of the sort. So products made with essential oils are a good alternative, or products that just are truly unscented, not just that say unscented. I would say that's a pretty big one.
One of the things that you brought to my attention, I think actually in a post on Primally Pure's Instagram a couple of years back, was that makeup has fragrance added because they have to mask how toxic most of the chemicals in makeup are. So they add fragrance to cover up the toxic smell that makeup has, which was so alarming.
Yeah. Yeah. Makeup is kind of gnarly in a lot of ways for sure. And there's a lot of heavy metals in makeups, and, you know, in lipsticks, heavy metals are prevalent. Also different dyes. There's all kinds of dyes that are used in lipstick. And I know there's a stat about this, but the amount of lipstick that is actually consumed by women, because it's on your lips, like you're inevitably going to be consuming a lot of that. And the amount of that that is actually consumed over a lifetime is pretty alarming. So that's a super important one to choose clean ingredients for also.
Wow. That is alarming. I love your guys. I actually use your guys' baby balm I know you make a lip balm, which is awesome as well, but I always have the baby balm sitting on my desk. And so I'm just putting that on my lips and it gives you don't need a color. I mean, if you want color, of course there's natural options out there, but
yeah. Yeah. We have a few tinted ones that we infuse, what's it called, like a certain type of root in, and to give it its hue. So there are natural ways to do it. A few other things that come to mind though, with these toxic ingredients are parabens are kind of crazy. There was a study that found 99% of breast cancer tumors that they sampled contained parabens. Wow. Talc is an important one to avoid. I know like Johnson & Johnson is paying out, is it millions or maybe billions? I don't know.
A lot.
I think it's a lot of money in lawsuits for talc being linked to talc causing ovarian cancer in women that have used their baby powder and different products that contain talc. So yeah, our philosophy, I mean, it can seem overwhelming. There's so many things to avoid when you think about it in terms of like, can't use this ingredient, can't use this thing. And it can seem like a lot. And so our philosophy has just been to create products that are formulated with ingredients that you kind of know what they are when you see them, and you don't have to be chasing this never-ending list of like things to avoid, because new chemicals are coming on the market every day that are not being tested for safety, or maybe they are being tested for safety and they're still allowed on the market. That is another thing. Just because they're tested doesn't mean that they're okay to be used. So our philosophy is just formulating products that are made with ingredients that you can read and then you know what they are right away. You don't have to Google them to find out if they're safe or not.
That's so important. And I would encourage everybody listening, like one of the things that you've probably heard this too, Bethany, but a lot of people say, well, I mean, that's like you just said, it can be so overwhelming and I'm already doing so much in my kitchen to improve my health, especially walking through a cancer diagnosis. Many times if they're implementing a lot of these natural methods, they're taking supplements, they're doing detox modalities daily, right? They're spending time in their kitchen. But the skincare piece, one of the things that we hope you really understand and this motivates you to move forward in making some of these changes is that when you put products on your skin, like an unclean lotion or a toxic dry shampoo or bad deodorant, it is going right into your bloodstream. And your bloodstream doesn't have a pump. And so your lymphatic system's job is to clean your blood, but you have to actually stimulate that. You would be better off, and correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is you'd actually be better off eating those toxic products, because at least then it goes through your liver and kidneys a lot quicker than just applying them to your skin. I mean, I'm hoping people don't go eat their deodorant, but the point is, you could probably eat the Primally Pure deodorant, actually.
You can. It's been before, not by me, but my brother-in-law like took a bite out of it one time. And
oh my gosh.
It tasted very good.
But I think the point is just understanding that, yes, there's a lot of changes that we're making on a daily basis, and it can feel overwhelming, but it is so important to understand why you're making them and putting these products on your skin. You are wasting a lot of the effort that you might be doing by taking supplements and doing detoxes, because you're just further contributing to the toxic load in your body. And knowing what you just shared about even the connection between some of these ingredients like parabens being linked directly to hormone-based cancers or talc, like that in itself should motivate us to make change and make a difference. With that said, what would you say, like if people are, they're making this transition, they're wanting to go, okay, I hear what you guys are saying. What would you say would be the three products that you would encourage somebody that's like, think of, I mean, the fact that you said, was it 180 chemicals we put expose ourselves, or the average
168 from that study? Yeah.
Whew, that is a lot. So knowing that, and say we're starting from square one, cleaning up body products, what are the three things that you would say, especially to somebody that might be fighting cancer or who has recently fought cancer and they're working on healing, that you would encourage them to prioritize in replacing?
Number one, I always say, is deodorant. It's something that everyone applies every day in a really sensitive area next to our lymph nodes and breast tissue. And most conventional deodorants contain aluminum, which is not only is it toxic in and of itself, but it blocks our underarms and prevents us from sweating, which most people think is good. But in reality, that's one of the ways, one of the main ways that our body detoxes and gets rid of toxins. And so not only are we shutting off that detox pathway, but we're putting junk up there, you know, along with parabens and fragrance and all sorts of other things. Talc oftentimes too is in conventional deodorant. And we're, yeah, so we're putting junk up. We're not letting any of the natural detox happen. And so deodorant, I think, is the number one thing that everyone needs to swap out.
Before you go any further on that, can you tell people, I know you've taught me this and you've taught a lot of people, will you just share with us what often happens when you're switching from a conventional deodorant to a natural deodorant?
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. There can be a bit of a detox phase. I mean, for most people there is. So you'll find yourself sweating more, smelling more as your body is finally releasing all of those pent up toxins that it's been storing for years and years of conventional deodorant use. That's why a lot of people get discouraged when they switch to natural deodorant and they think, okay, maybe this just isn't for me because, you know, I'm really sweaty and smelly. But if you can just stick it out for like 2, maybe 4 weeks max for most people, it should normalize at that point. And you'll find that you're sweating less than you did before. You're not smelling as bad as you did before. And it really does level out after a few weeks for most people.
That's super helpful. So, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. And it's something that's easy to do at home as well. Like if you're not ready to purchase a natural deodorant, you know, you can use the baking soda and coconut oil method that I talked about earlier. And we have actually a recipe on our blog that's a little bit more, there's a little bit more to it. So you're getting the benefits of the baking soda and the coconut oil, along with, I think it has arrowroot powder in that formula and maybe a few other things as well. You can add essential oils to it. So you can make it kind of nice and start there if you're not ready to make that purchase yet. You can do that with a lot of things. We actually have a DIY section on our blog where we have a lot of recipes that you can find to make things with ingredients that you probably already have in your kitchen.
I know
when you're starting out and like budget wise, just buying, like doing a complete overhaul can be pretty expensive, but, you're probably better off using ingredients in your kitchen than things that my conventional products that you might have in your bathroom cabinet.
We'll make sure to link to that section of your blog in the show notes as well.
Cool. I would say lotion is a big one because most people put that all over their body. So lots of surface area, lots of room for absorption. Most lotions contain fragrance among other toxic chemicals. So I think that's a really important one to swap out. We have body butters, which are really amazing, really nourishing. We have body oils, which are a bit lighter, also really nice. And, or you can just use like any oil that you might have, coconut oil, avocado oil, olive oil, like any of that will work. And it's better than conventional lotion. And then you mentioned one earlier that I think is also really important, and that's dry shampoo. Just because most conventional dry shampoos are aerosol. So not only are you spraying that on your scalp, but you're inhaling those fumes as well. And so we have a great dry shampoo that's just a powder made with different clays and arrowroot powder that's super safe. So yeah, I would say those would be my top three.
I think that's so important. In fact, Bethany, I don't know if you saw this, it was like a year ago, but there was a popular company. And to respect them, you can look it up, but there was a company that made dry shampoo and it was so toxic with undisclosed ingredients in it that people's scalps were burning. And I can't even imagine if your scalp is burning and you're seeing an abrasion topically, what's happening on the inside, right? And I know during COVID, dry shampoo became a little bit more popular because people were like, oh, let's save some time in the shower. I'm going to use a dry shampoo. But you're right. That's a very easy swap. And so I'll say, just to sum up what you said. So in my home, my whole family, my son doesn't, every once in a while he'll put deodorant on because he thinks he smells. He's 11. He's like, also thinks his armpit hair. He doesn't, but he thinks he does. But my daughter, who's 13, and my husband and I all use your Primally Pure deodorant. So they use the Blue Tansy, which I used forever. But I just switched to the new Vanilla Citrus one, which I love. And it works. The thing about this too, which I think is so cool, is if my husband uses it, and he's 6'2", 200 pounds, he gets super sweaty when he works out. Like under our Peloton, there's like a puddle after. And he doesn't even have to use the deodorant before, and he doesn't smell. And I think it's over time using a non-toxic product, your body, you don't really produce the aroma. So we use it anytime we're going to be out in public, or, you know, when we just want to be a little extra cautious. So we love that. We use the body butters. I think they smell like the best almond croissant you've ever eaten. That's what the body butter smells like to me, the almond one. And then, yeah, the dry shampoo I have brown hair. So I use the Dark Locks one, and it works great for me. And so I love that you created those, and that they're, again, we joke that you can eat it, but you probably couldn't eat with it. It won't taste good. You might have a little bit of stomach ache, but like Bethany said, the fact that most of these ingredients you can also find in your kitchen. And if you want to take the time, you can make it yourself. That means that you are using something totally natural, which I love. I think that's so important. This is so helpful. This is so enlightening. I think that, again, this is a topic that I don't even talk about as much as I do nutrition and diet, but it is equally important. And especially when we're talking about how to minimize our risk. And you made a comment in the beginning about genetics, and we know that we all have different genes. And like you said earlier, we can be predisposed to skin conditions or different cancers, but it's our environment that decides whether or not those genes are turned on or off. And so a really simple way to help turn those off is to not contribute to the toxic load by eliminating some of these toxic products that we're using.
Absolutely. And there's so many things that are more difficult for us to control about our environment. I think this is one that it does require some upfront work. But once you put in that work, it's something that is very easily controlled by us. And I think that's empowering at the end of the day, rather than overwhelming.
That is so true, because there are so many things we can't control. Yeah. And I know a lot of people get anxious about that, and it creates this like unhealthy fear, because there's so many things outside of our control, but there's so many things within our control. And let's just do the best we can with what we have and what we can control. And at the end of the day, that's the best we can do. So before we go, first, I want to challenge the audience. I want to challenge you to choose one thing that you are going to replace, just one. Now, some of you are overachievers, or some of you just like to check it all off the list and go for it. But at least just choose one thing that you're going to replace in your skincare routine with a non-toxic product. And I'm going to actually share a discount code in the show notes for Primally Pure. So I'll share a discount code for you guys to get a discount on the products. And like Bethany said, I would go with her number one if you haven't yet, and I would choose deodorant. If you've done that, choose lotion. If you've done that, choose dry shampoo. But choose one thing And then guess what happens? After a week, you might add in one more thing. And then the next week or the next month, you add in another. And it's the compounding effect that makes a huge difference on your health. And so, Bethany, before we leave, I'd love you to share what your most recent source of inspiration is. I ask all of my guests this. I think it's a fun question, because then I can steal it from you as well and tap into it. But what would be something that's been inspiring you lately?
This is a fun question. Okay. So for many, many years, I was really into learning and personal growth and all of those things. Not that I'm not into like learning anymore, but it got to a point where it just felt like too much and kind of exhausting. And I'm pregnant right now. I'm a few weeks away from having a baby. And when I became pregnant, I just kind of felt like, at the end of the day, I don't want to read a book on like how to be more productive with my time. I want to read a book. I want to like zone out and just kind of get lost in a story. So I started reading more fiction, and I really gravitated towards Francine Rivers' books. And she does a lot of biblical, historical kind of fiction books. But I've learned so much. I'm going back to the learning aspect now, but I really have like learned so much from her writing about, I've learned so much about the Bible and history and just the character of God. And while also like being entertained and kind of not having to like focus really hard on something. So that has really been inspiring and just kind of a fun way for me to decompress at the end of the day over these last several months.
Oh, I love that. Okay. So I read Redeeming Love. That's one of hers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I read that.
That's like probably her most well-known book. That one was really good. But my favorite one of hers is called The Mark of the Lion. It's a 3-part series. Really good. Set during Bible times. And there's like Bible characters that kind of pop in and out of it. But the main character is not like, it's a fiction book. So it's not like from the Bible, but it just really interesting about like ancient Rome and Israel and like slavery and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, I'm going to get that. Yay. We'll link that in the show notes as well for you guys to look up if you're interested. I love that. Thank you. That I really am going to steal that, like 100% adding that to my list of book to read. Cause I do, I think so much. And I imagine even listeners, like so many times, even on podcasts or all of the things, we feel like we have to just continually learn and input. And although that is healthy and we do need to always be learning, there's an important time to also give your mind a healthy break of, like you said, just kind of an escape. And when it can be into something that still offers value, I think that's incredible. That's like a perfect balance of still learning and getting value, but also kind of escaping and not burdening your mind with so many things.
For sure.
Well, thank you so much. This was such a gift. I so appreciate you. And I think we're going to have you on again in the future if you're willing. And I'd love to dig into some of these other topics in more depth. I think there's so much to unpack here. But thank you for taking this time. And I can't wait to see baby number 3, which is a little boy. I can't wait to see that post when he's here, but hopefully not for 3 full weeks is what we're hoping.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for.
Well, thank you again, Bethany. I'm so glad that we got to do this and I got to introduce you to my audience.
Oh, me too. It was so fun chatting with you today. Thanks.
Awesome. We'll see you soon.
Did you know that every time your blood sugar spikes, you age? Wait, what? I know, that's exactly what I thought. But I don't even mean just a gray hair pops out. I mean your cells actually age. Like you are aging at the cellular level every time your blood sugar spikes. There's actually been a lot of hype around the word metabolic health. What does it really mean? Is it that important? I mean, my metabolism seems fine already. Well, metabolic health means far more than just your metabolism. Good metabolic health means your body can digest and absorb nutrients from food with healthy, stable levels of blood sugar, blood fat, and insulin. And fluctuations in these levels are natural, but it's important to avoid big spikes because that contributes to unfavorable long-term health. In fact, the quality of your metabolic health will determine the quality of your sleep, your weight, your mood, your energy, your clarity, your stress, and what we talk a lot about here, your immune system function. But have you heard the news? MetaPower is a brand new metabolic line that optimizes the metabolism of macronutrients for metabolic activity. Many of us have had access to this line during the pilot period, and holy cow, I wish I could share all of the incredible results and testimonies that we've each experienced, but I want you to try it for yourself. It's now available to the public to purchase, and you can get a 30-day trial of the entire MetaPower system for only $179. So here's what you need to do. Go to bit.ly/MetaThrive. That's bit.ly/METATHRIVE. bit.ly/MetaThrive. Oh, and by the way, if you do, keep an eye on your mailbox for an extra little gift from yours truly.